America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
A few public schools are starting to add Bible readings or elective courses to their curriculum. In Boca Raton, Florida, two high schools are requiring Bible readings over the summer for 11th grade English students so they can better understand biblical references in American literature. This makes sense because Shakespeare and the Bible are the twin foundations of English literature. In Odessa, Texas, the school board unanimously in April added a Bible class to its high school curriculum after receiving a petition signed by 6,000 residents. The class will be taught as a history or literature course. Starting this fall, an elective class called The Bible as Literature will be taught at Fallbrook Union High School near San Diego. The fall semester will concentrate on the Old Testament, the spring semester on the New Testament. This is the second California school to inaugurate such a course. Educators have awakened to the fact that the classics of English literature are filled with biblical references that are meaningless to students who have no basic knowledge of the Bible. Shakespeare's works, for example, have 1,300 biblical references. The introductory line of Herman Melville's classic novel, Moby Dick, is "Call me Ishmael." That meaning would be lost on students who don't know that Ishmael was a famous Bible castaway. Opinion polls that survey teen knowledge of the Bible are depressing. One survey reported that 8% of teenagers thought Moses was one of the 12 apostles, and 7% thought he was an Egyptian pharaoh. The Supreme Court in 1963 banned Bible reading in public schools as a religious exercise. But public school courses in the Bible as literature are perfectly constitutional. Ask your local school board to start one of these courses in your local schools. If we are to provide our young people with a good education, we should give them a basic knowledge of the Bible so they can understand its powerful and lasting influence on literature, art, music, history, and culture.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, how come wrong numbers are never busy?
I sure feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view, and today is kind of a special day as far as we're concerned here at the Common Sense Coalition. It has been a while since we've had our good friend and colleague, G.B. Oliver III, on the air with us with Paragon Foundation. G.B., gosh, it's good to see you on the radio.
It's good to see you, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've missed you over the years. You know, you're not supposed to be as busy as you are.
Well, you know what I need to do? I need to accomplish something. I need to get over just being busy and accomplish something.
Well, you work at the wrong things. You know, you go to, you what do they say, been to three goat ropings, a horse cutting, and a quilting, you know?
Well, I don't know about that, but I've been on a lot of airplanes.
Well, I can sympathize with you. I've quit getting on airplanes. It's going to take a major catastrophe before I get on another airplane or even go to an airport. Here a few weeks ago, we picked up some friends from Australia.
Uh-huh.
They flew into the Kansas City airport, and I sat there, you know, you get there early, you sure don't want to miss them, and I sat there for about an hour, and I watched these people come in and act like trained animals, you know. They come in and they bow and they scrape and they take their shoes off and they go through their purse and they get out their car keys. And I mean, you know, it upsets me. I don't even want to watch that sort of thing.
Kind of makes you grind your old teeth, doesn't it?
Oh, I tell you what, yes. But, you know,
that's you have to have a turban around your head and then you got a straight shot.
That's right. That's right. If you look like a Mid-Easterner, no problem. They're not going to touch you.
That's exactly right. We don't want to discriminate against those good folks.
But I'll tell you what is being discriminated against, and I just saw this morning, where in Nye County, Nevada, according to Nye County Sheriff Tony DeMille, the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Management, BLM, in the midst of finalizing post-trial briefs in a 13-year-old lawsuit with Nye County rancher Hage, they're wanting to take his cattle again.
Oh, yeah. You betcha.
You know, I looked at this news release. Now, let's bring some of our listeners, because we have some new affiliates that we didn't have when we were going through this Wayne Hage thing. But Wayne Hage, well, why don't you tell us real quickly who Wayne Hage is and what he's accomplished?
Wayne Hage is a Nevada rancher who's been involved, as you said, in litigation against the United States Forest Service and the United States Bureau of Land Management. They have confiscated his cattle at one point. He has no permit on those federal lands. But he went a different route than all of us had gone for years. Of course, we'd all been in the in federal district court. And Mr. Hage has finally gotten us educated in understanding that the federal district court has no jurisdiction over property. So he went into the federal court of claims. And he's won that case where the judge has clearly said that he didn't have to have a permit to run those cattle on his federal land. In other words, he owned the water, and therefore he had the right to put the water to beneficial use. Therefore, he owned the surface rights not the mineral rights, not the commercial timber, but owned the surface rights and could run his cattle. This Tony DiMaio that you're talking about is a good guy. In fact, he's a sheriff that came out of back east somewhere, New Jersey or somewhere, the most unlikely place in the world. He came out there, he was elected sheriff, and he stood beside the Hages on all of these things. Every time they come out there and get ready to take his cattle, or confiscate his cattle, this Tony DiMaio has stepped in and said, show me the documentation from a state court, because state courts have jurisdiction over property, and each time they've turned back, much like a case that just happened down in Arizona, where they set up the corrals and the water troughs and everything, we're going to confiscate this guy's cattle, and finally the sheriff down there said, you know what, until you come back with an order from a state judge who has jurisdiction over property, cattle and everything else, he said, you need to take up your corrals. And so the Forest Service had to pick up their corrals and their water corrals and leave.
You know, I'm surprised they don't pay some crooked judge to go ahead and do it. See, I don't trust these people.
Well, let me tell you, don't think that hadn't crossed their mind, because they're not above doing anything, Derry. But I'll tell you, the problem they've got is if the judge doesn't stay paid off and the judge rules against them, they've then set a precedence that they can't overcome. So that's why these federal agencies are so afraid of going before a state judge.
Explain that a little more in more detail. You kind of lost me. Why can't they pay off a judge?
Well, they can, but the thing is you got to understand how devastating that would be to go in front of a state court. And you can pay that guy off, but then, of course, as we're doing right now in a case involving Laney, we have now appealed it through a state court with in front of three judges. Now you've got to go pay off those three judges. They can't afford to go before a state court and get a ruling saying that they have no right to pick up those cattle, that they can't confiscate those cattle and set that precedent. That kills them nationwide. That's why they're afraid to go in there and do that. Let me tell you what they did in New Mexico very clearly. Here's what they did. Rather than go to a state court, they went to our illustrious governor, Bill Richardson, and the Attorney General, Patricia Madrid, and they then twisted the arm of the executive director of the livestock board here, and without ever going in front of the livestock board itself, this executive director, appointed by the governor, then signs an MOU, which allows the Forest Service to go take Laney's cattle. See, that's what the Forest Service did, and that's how smart they were. But the reason they were able to do that is because they've got a buddy in Governor Richardson here. So they didn't have to go through a state court. And now the Paragon Foundation has sued the Livestock Board, and we have them in court because they had no authority to sign an MOU allowing the United States Forest Service to pick those cattle up.
Yeah, an MOU for our listeners that are not familiar, that's Memorandum of Understanding, if
right.
I'm right. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. This gets better as it goes along. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. We're visiting today with G.D. Oliver, Paragon Foundation, and their number is 1-800-87... No, it's not. It's 1-877-847-3443. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Returned visiting today with G.B. Oliver III, Paragon Foundation Executive Director. I gave your number a moment ago, G.B. I guess that would be a good thing to do. It's 1-877-847-3443 to contact the Paragon people. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and you can talk to G.B. right here on the radio today. In the meantime, let's go back to Wayne Hage a little bit, G.B.
All right.
I'm going to read what Sheriff DeMille did. Is it DeMille or DeMille?
DeMille.
Okay. It's inexplicable to me, he says, why after 13 years of litigation, BLM and Forest Service seem so anxious to go after Hage now. But there definitely seems to be an intensity building this country, and I expect them to try something. I have instructed, and all you sheriffs and sheriff deputies out there, listen to this. Here's what the sheriff of Nye County is saying. I have instructed my deputies to protect the constitutional rights of the citizens of Nye County, even if the troublemaker is... I can't pronounce today, but it's Monday, you know. Even if the guy is the federal government. In other words, this local sheriff is going to stand up to the federal government and say, no, you can't take these cattle. Now, they've already been to court and found out that they have no authority to take the cattle. And you know what I think, Jimmy?
What's that?
I think they want to kill him.
Page.
I think they'd like to get out there, cause some kind of a confrontation. It would be another Ruby Ridge or another Waco, Texas.
Well, let me tell you, that's exactly. Let me see if I can explain what we're learning in this business. You know, we of course at the Paragon Foundation been involved in all kinds of litigation, but always on a civil side. Well, now the Paragon Foundation is having to learn about criminal law. And the reason we're having to learn about criminal law is we are taking all of these cases into the Federal Court of Claims. And then all of a sudden, the people that our clients, the people that we're dealing with, all of a sudden are being arrested on some kind of a trumped up charge. And of course, Laney was one of them. Hage has been arrested. And you're starting to see all of these things. And let me tell your listeners why. Because as long as there is a criminal indictment pending against you, you have no standing in the Federal Court of Claims. So rather than take the butt whipping that they're about to take in the Federal Court of Claims, they get out there and try to create some kind of a confrontation with the guy on the land to where they can trump up some kind of a charge on him, and then that holds him, that keeps him from being able to move forward in the Court of Claims until those charges are alleviated.
But he's already been through the Court of Claims.
Absolutely. But what, you know,
the only thing they could do now to not have to pay up would be kill him, wouldn't it?
Well, where they are right now is determining how much money they owe Wayne Hage. Now, this is the worst part of the whole deal for them. And so if they could find some way to hold up the Court of Claim from moving forward and stop this thing for just a little while until they have a chance to get their legs back under them and figure out what they're going to do, because these Court of Claims cases are just coming against them right and left, they're going to do it. And what they would love to do is bring some kind of a criminal indictment against him, just as they're going to do everybody else that goes into the Court of Claims.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Hello, this is Christine with BringemHome.org. Are you a parent disinclined to seeing your sons and daughters used as mortar bait for the New World Order? With no end in sight to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, along with the looming possibility of an escalation of conflict into Iran and Syria, we need to send a definitive message to the warmongering politicians. Bring our troops home now. We have Brigham Home magnetic ribbons, which are available in any quantity. Like the upside-down flag, these ribbons are inverted to symbolize a state of distress. Place these ribbons on your cars and help us wake up the sleeping public. Don't wait until the military draft is implemented. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your ribbons now. Your Brigham Home ribbons can be purchased at rbnlive.com or at brighamhome.org, or call 877-605-9200.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
You know, GB, to sort of bring our listeners that are not familiar with the Hage case up to date, and to prove just how desperate the federal government is and how they are trying to take over, literally take over this country, take it away from private individuals. Now, this has gone through the courts, but the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Southern Nevada Water Interest were implicated in a conspiracy. Now, they've got the transcripts on that, the court case, to bankrupt the Hages. They just wanted to get rid of Hages in order to obtain, they call it the Abundant Pine Creek Ranch water for the benefit of Southern Nevada Interest.
Absolutely.
In other words, they want to sell that water to, what, Vegas? Or I don't know, what were they going to do with the water?
I think the deeper you get into this case, not only do you see that the federal agencies involved in this, every once in a while you see the city of Las Vegas itself involved in this little scam. And, of course, one of the things in the Court of Claims, and we've talked about this before on your show, when you win one of those cases, they don't get to come in and just pay you appraised value. I mean, they don't just get to come in there and appraise that ranch and say, okay, Mr. Hage, you won, here's your money. they have to pay on something called highest and best use. And highest and best use is whatever you can do with that ranch. And it doesn't have to be, Hage, of course, wants to run cattle, but it doesn't have to be that. If you can put a Hilton in an 18-hole golf course, if you have the water and the land to do that, that's what they got to pay you for. And so when you take the water rights owned on the Pine Creek Ranch, and you take the value that the city of Las Vegas has established in buying water rights all the way around that ranch, that pushes the value of that ranch up to somewhere around $325 million because of the water rights that he owns. And that's the problem that the federal government's sitting there looking at right now. They're down to now where the judge is going to make a determination as to what they owe Mr. Hage. That's a precedence that absolutely scares them to death. So you're absolutely right. If they can conjure up some kind of a criminal indictment against him, to hold that up in any way that they possibly can. Hopefully, maybe Mr. Hage dies. Maybe this Judge Lawrence Smith that's handling that case, he has retired, but he has retained that case because he's going to follow it all the way through. Maybe something happens to Judge Lawrence Smith. Anything. These people have got to buy time some way. And that's the scary part.
Do you think they go so far as to assassinate some of these folks?
Let me tell you what's at stake for these federal agencies. What has been proven in the Hage case is that they do not own the surface rights. What has been proved in those rulings through the Court of Claims is that you don't have to have a permit to access your property right, which the water gives you right to the surface. Think about what kind of effect that has on the United States Forest Service, what kind of effect that has on the BLM. Think about what kind of precedence that has on the fish and wildlife and their endangered species. You bet. Name your endangered species. But don't encroach upon my right, and when you do, that's a taking, and you have to pay me for it. That basically, out here in the West, puts those agencies out of business. It eliminates them. What else do they have to oversee? Commercial timber? They've already eliminated commercial timber. They still own the mining rights underneath that land. They've eliminated the mining. So those agencies basically are non-existent. So what we're talking about is an absolute elimination of those agencies. Now, you tell me, what are they willing to do to stay in existence?
Now, that's what I'm afraid of. I don't know how Hage has his land set up, you know, and what kind, whether it's in a, you know, in a family corporation or a trust or whatever. But if they eliminated Hage, his daughters would be able to come on and carry on, would they not?
Yes, sir. There's no way that I can see. And I just, you know, I flew to San Francisco the other day with Wayne and Helen and met with their attorneys out there in San Francisco. I don't think that they can eliminate this case in any way, shape, or form by eliminating Hage. But what they can do is bring a criminal indictment against him and hold up that ruling until those issues are resolved.
Well, see, the thing's been dragging along for 13 years. Now, when were we out in New Mexico to Hage's seminar? That's been a year and a half ago, wasn't it?
Probably.
All right. At that time, didn't he say within a year they would have the judge would determine how much that the government was going to have to pay him?
Yeah, and what the government has done is they continue to run other things in front of that judge, trying to hold this up, even things that they know very well that the judge is going to rule against them. But what they're doing is trying to buy time. They're like a fighter in a boxing match that's been knocked down 2 minutes into the round. They've got to find some way to survive this round until they can figure out what to do. And so that's what you see them. You see them grabbing and clenching and holding and anything and everything they can possibly come up with to buy time to figure out where they are. They are absolutely astounded at this ruling. They have a very difficult time accepting the fact that they have no ownership of that surface.
It's good to watch them squirm, isn't it?
Well, I kind of get a kick out, but then you and I are a little bit cynical, aren't we?
Just a little.
It's like the Laney deal. You know, we made some tactical errors, or Mr. Laney made some tactical errors in that case, and it didn't turn out exactly the way we wanted it to turn out. But I'll tell you something. What we learned in that business is invaluable, invaluable. Mr. Laney's gone to Argentina, and one of the reasons that he had to go, not only did they put him in jail for 5 months, when they put him out, he's on probation. And being on probation, part of the probation was that he could not come in contact with or have in his possession a deadly weapon.
Hey, let's take a break. Gotta stop right now. We'll be back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Anfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999 and a half miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of Powerhouse Magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443, or go to the web at ParagonFoundation.org. For years, we've been told inflation is no problem, right? Well, over the last year, energy is up 45%, healthcare up 22%, college tuition up as much as 30%, housing up 12%, and I could go on and on. Common sense says inflation is much higher than that 2 or 3%, which most of the so-called experts claim. Well, my good friends at Swiss America have a real solution to the real inflation problem, and that's gold. That's right, gold. Gold is pure wealth, and it's up 6% so far this year. You can read all about it in a brand new special report, Real World Inflation Solutions. Just call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN. Get the real scoop. Don't let inflation erode your hard-earned assets. Protect them with hard-owned gold assets. Call 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUICOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who asks, how come wrong numbers are never busy? Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. Visiting today with G.B. Oliver with the Paragon Foundation. And G.B., you were talking about Laney going to Argentina. That's new to me.
Well, as I was saying, so he does 5 months in a federal pen. Then he comes out, and now he's on 5 months probation. He can't come in contact with or have on his possession a deadly weapon during those 5 months. And if you'll remember what they said the deadly weapons were in his case,
spurs, and a pair of bridle reins,
and a horse. So those are the three deadly weapons, which pretty much prevented him from going back to the ranch. Because if he was in contact with or had in his possession. And so he looked at it and he thought the only thing he could possibly do was get out of the country until those 5 months have passed.
Does he have friends down there? Where would he go? You know, I wouldn't know where to go. I'd know where to go in Australia.
Oh yeah, he's got relatives and friends in Argentina.
Okay.
And and I've talked to him at length about that. He says, you know, all I ever wanted to do in my whole life was to run cattle. He didn't want to bother anybody. Didn't want to be bothered by anybody. He just wanted to run cattle. He's a cowboy in pure sense of the word. And he told me, he said, you know, it's an odd phenomenon down there in Argentina. They encourage people to raise cattle. And, of course, you and I both know that that's where all the cattle are going to be coming from.
Amen.
If these the packers and those entities have their way, they're going to wipe out any cattle raising in the United States, and all of that's going to come from down there where Kid Laney's gone. He might be on the forefront of what we all might need to do.
Well, he might be some help to us down there. I was looking for some information I thought I had here concerning just what we're talking about. And I guess of all the junk I've got, I don't have it. I went through everything here and I didn't have it, but I have.
I need to come up there and work with you a little bit, Derry. You ought to see my desk. It's just.
Would you believe? I didn't do the show Friday. Jeff did it for me so I could get my desk cleaned off. And I started at 7 o'clock in the morning. I never moved from behind my desk until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I can see half of it now. I'm serious. Serious as I can be.
Well, my philosophy is if I just keep it covered in about 4 inches of paper, that desk never gets dusty.
Anyway, what I have here, and I don't have it in here with me. I thought I'd brought it along, but it's an article about where the cattle will be raised in the next decade.
Yep.
And, hey, we're not even involved. It's all going to be all South America, mainly South America, South and Central America.
You know, I was thinking the other day about something my dad said to me years and years ago, and I was thinking about it as they talk about the border issue and the invasion that we're getting down here in this part of the world out of Mexico. He told me that it very well may be that someday we'd all be running for that border going the other direction, and that may be.
You know, you mentioned a while ago your illustrious governor. I thought he was a good guy. He sent troops down there to stop the Mexicans, didn't he?
Is that the word you
come on, this is serious stuff, and you're laughing about it.
I am laughing about it. This son of a gun in Congress.
Well, I'm glad you called him a son of a gun. I was just ready to hit the kill switch there.
You see the kind of self-control you've taught me over the years? You get the credit for that, Mr. Brownfield. This son of a gun, when he was in Congress and as our U.N. representative, did everything in the world to destroy our defenses against prohibiting illegals into this country. Yeah, as far as is cutting the budget on the Border Patrol and all those kind of things. But let me tell you something. In all the history of New Mexico, this is absolutely the most intelligent politician that we've ever brought up down here. And he sees a political opportunity. And Fox News, of all things, the network out there that we all had the most hope for, seems to be his lead agency in promoting him for the presidency or the vice presidency of this country.
Now, how did they? I watched Fox. I didn't realize that.
Oh, what is it? Every other night, every third night, they talk about the Democrat governor from state New Mexico who acts like a Republican. Come down here and live with us.
How can you tell how they act?
Well, it's whatever the press puts him out there, and Fox News paints him in a beautiful light. The guy that cut taxes in New Mexico, baloney. You see the restraint I've learned there? Baloney. But I'm saying, Bohica, isn't that? That's the word, Bohica.
Bohica. Well, that's when they do it to you, is Bohica. You get Bohica'd.
If you were a resident in New Mexico, then you could legitimately say Bohica.
Okay. Well, Governor Richardson sent, and I saw this just this morning. I don't know if you've seen it or not. It's, do you know who Jim Corey is? Vice President, National Association of Chiefs of Police. He sent this out, but he said, yes, Richardson sent 56 National Guard troops to the Mexican border in order to cover one post with one man for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, requires 4.5 soldiers. So the big 56-soldier beef-up translates to about 12 soldiers covering 180 miles of border at any one time.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the scariest part of all this, Derry. Last year, he coerced our legislators into
to putting a bill through that said, in the event that we have a state of emergency, declare a state of emergency in the state of New Mexico, that they can come in here and move us anywhere they want to move us. They have the right to take away and disarm us completely, and a whole list of other things.
See, in a state of emergency is when you need to be armed.
That's exactly right. So he gets that passed last year, and now what are we, the citizens of the sovereign state of New Mexico? We're under a state of emergency right now. And see, that's the concern we have right there. He has the right right now, based on the legislation that he got passed last year, to go down and disarm not only the Minutemen who are operating in our state right now, but all of us.
Is he the kind of guy that would do that?
No, not right now.
Not unless he got orders from the Republican administration.
Well, I don't think he would.
Or Hillary, depending on what time it's going to happen. See, I look for Hillary to be the next president.
Well, I did, too, until I see how Fox and NBC and those guys are pushing Bill Richardson. I know Bill Richardson. I've had two meetings with him, and I'll guarantee you, he'll whip and spur right on by Hillary if he gets a chance.
Oh, really?
You bet. She better be paying attention, because this boy will take her like Grant took Richmond.
What about you're having when am I supposed to come to New Mexico?
You ought to come down here on October the 22nd. And if I would have known you would have come, I would have called and just canceled the deal with Judge Napolitano.
No, you wouldn't.
Almost.
Judge Napolitano is coming.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be on the program.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I? You know, I've been on programs where some person like him would show up. Now, for our listeners that do not have access to Fox News, explain to them who Judge Napolitano is.
Judge Napolitano was a federal judge who now is a Fox News analyst. You see him on O'Reilly, you see him on Hannity and Combs, you see him on there quite often. He is strictly a follower of the Constitution, and in every sense of the word.
That's why he's no longer a federal judge.
That's exactly right. And he has a book out, it's called Constitutional Chaos. But let me tell you, he sings our song. He tells it exactly the way we believe it is, and we had invited him to come down. And, you know, it's so odd. It's like Chief Justice Moore. We invited Chief Justice Moore to come in and do a seminar for us down here, just as we did Judge Napolitano. And they're all very, very cautious. And it takes them about a month, month and a half to do a total investigation on who you are. And then, of course, once they find out that you're just a bunch of radical rednecks, here they come. They're okay with that. So he's agreed to come in. We'll be in, and, of course, we'll have you. And that's October 22nd here, right here in Alamogordo.
That is on a Saturday, by the way.
Mm-hmm. And I've got a lady, you know, to kind of spruce the deal up. I've got a lady named Joni Harms, who many of your listeners probably know. She is a recording artist and a singer. She comes out of Oregon. She owns a ranch up in Oregon. She was a runner-up to Miss Rodeo America. And she's going to come down and sing. And I wasn't able to get her until she found out that you were going to be able to be there.
Really?
And, boy, then I'll tell you what, she bought an airplane ticket, and she's coming.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know I was that popular. I did get, and I'll brag on our listeners in the KBHB listening area there in South Dakota, out of Sturgis. But one of the major livestock markets in the United States, I got a letter from the manager or the owner of that livestock market. I think he's the owner. I didn't bring the letter in here with me because I didn't know we were going to talk about this. But he referred to me as, I believe, the some kind of a knight on a white horse. So, I don't remember the adjective, but it was you remember, Jeff, you saw that, but I was a knight on a white horse, because they really believe in what we're saying and what we're doing, and we couldn't be saying and doing what we are if it was not for the Paragon Foundation, so keep up the good work. But anyway, I'm glad Joni knows how important I am, and she'll be there, and let's take another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife-frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my gray hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
And we have returned, and I'm about out of breath, GB. I ran all the way back through all this construction to find that that brag letter I had about how great these people think I am, and couldn't find it. If I hadn't have cleaned off my desk, if it had been under that stack of mess, I'd have known right where it was.
Well, it may be down there. Are you sure you didn't send it down to get it framed?
Beth may have. She probably... But we don't see too much like that. I did find some brag letters, though. This came all the way from, I don't know where it came from. Yeah, from Japan. This is the one that came all the way from Japan. I happened to catch Mr. Brownfield's show today and was very impressed. I rarely hear such insightful comments, truly common sense. You get that?
I got it.
Write that down. Anyway... Well, I didn't find the one I wanted. I thought I had all those brag letters stuck together, but somehow I didn't.
Well, I noticed, you know, we have a brand new magazine that'll be out about the 1st of September, and I noticed a full page dedicated to your show and you.
Really?
Absolutely. I was very disappointed when I looked at the proof. I had a great picture of you on that fine stallion. Almost cutting that old Hereford heifer off against the barn there with that cigar in your mouth and everything, and I wanted that picture larger, but the people that get our magazine, I want them to look at that picture with a magnifying glass, because that is a classic picture if I ever saw it.
You know, I'll tell you how that picture got taken. And that is a stallion. That's a little Arabian stallion. I had him at Kansas City Stockyards.
Uh-huh.
and he was probably the Calvinist horse that had never been to Kansas City Stockyards. I also have a picture of him. He made the front cover of the Arabian World or whatever that Arabian Horse magazine was, but he's got a big old about a 1,400-pound steer by the back of the neck pushing his head down into the floor of the deck at the Stockyards. But he liked to fight cattle. He'd fight. And I brought him home, and we was going to take a picture of him, just cutting, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have a bridle on him. He just works, you know, with feet and legs and spurs is how you handled him. And I'm sitting on him without a bridle. Did have my cigar in my mouth back in the days when I smoked cigars. But he had never worked cattle away from a 16-foot alley.
Uh-huh.
So I'd get that heifer started off, you know, and he'd take about three steps and stop because that's all he ever had to take.
Uh-huh.
And she'd run around him. And she did that three or four times, and about the last time she ran around him, it made him mad. It is a good picture.
He looks like a crocodile in that picture.
It is a good picture.
I've got that picture in my office, and it is a classic.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I had it here in this office, and they made me take it down. They said you didn't want those pictures. They didn't like the pictures I had in my studio. I had two pictures of mules, a pair of saw mules and a pair of gray mules. I said the saw mules was my wedding picture, and the gray mules was their 25th anniversary picture. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Hey, why aren't you smiling? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and check out the People's Dental Plan. Are you staying away from the dentist because it's too expensive? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and save from 20 to 50% or more at the dentist with the People's Dental Plan. Do the kids need braces? Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the People's Dental Plan. The People's Dental Plan covers your whole family with discounts on virtually all dental procedures. Cleanings, fillings, x-rays, braces, you name it. All for just $9.95 a month at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So if you're losing that healthy smile, you know the drill. Go to www.excellentsmile.com and join the money-saving People's Dental Plan today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter. A yearly subscription is $24.95. To order the Common Sense Chronicle, send check, cash, or money order to Newsletter, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. What things will you find in the Common Sense Chronicle?
Well, there's watersheds and Minutemen, property lines and Jack McLam, vigilantes protecting our borders, endangered species restricted corridors, save the tadpoles, the greenies cry while they're spraying something in the sky. No hunting and fishing on this here land till the DNR pulls back its hand. You in water, you in air, you in everything, it just ain't square. PETA kills both dogs and cats, but wants to protect all the gnats. Kemosabe is a friendly word. Now it's hate speech? That's absurd. Global this, global that. It's all hogwash, that's a fact. What I want to know is, hey, Derry, where'd you get that hat?
Back and we are in the home stretch. GB, this hour has about gotten away. We have a bunch of phone callers here. I don't know whether to go to the telephones or tell us a little bit very quickly about what you're doing there at Paragon. You've got a country store. I was supposed to get a Paragon shirt with my name on it.
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't have it, and I'm not going to speak at your convention on October the 22nd if I don't have one of those nice Paragon shirts.
Really? That is very depressing. Here, I'm still buying the cotton to put that shirt together.
Couldn't you, out there in New Mexico, I figured you'd make it out of mohair or something.
No, no, goodness, no. No, no. No, I will have that shirt for you. After, trust me, I'll send you a picture of the shirt.
I've got a picture of it.
Oh, you do?
Well, okay. Not mine. I've got a picture of you wearing one of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, we have put together a new magazine, and as I said a while ago, it'll come out the 1st of September. And any of your listeners that want this magazine, it's the Paragon magazine, and this will be our first edition. And you kind of warned me what it was like to put together a magazine, but you know, I know real well right now, having just completed that it was about the equivalent of hanging a foot in a stirrup on a bad horse is what it was like. But that's coming out, and if any of your listeners want a copy of that magazine, just give us a call and we'll be glad to send it to you. But in that, we have a country store that we will be putting online, and we'll talk about it a little bit in the next issue of the Paragon magazine. It's a different slant. We think that this magazine is more designed towards the people that we deal with. And of course, that's the people that are your listening audience.
See, you're no longer involved with Ecologic.
Correct. And so, you know, we're going to... We'll put that together and have it out. And again, anybody that wants a copy of that magazine, give us a call, and we'll be glad to put it in the mail and send it to you.
That number is 1-877-847-3443. Let's get as many phone callers in as we can in 2 minutes.
All right.
Ed in Missouri. Hi. Very quickly, Ed.
Hello, Derry. I was at the OCM meeting, and I got a chance to talk personally with Wayne Hage for about a half hour. And following that, Helen Chenoweth Hage was the speaker, the former House Ag Committee member from Boise, Idaho. And she was really inspiring.
She's tremendous.
And there was a discussion at the OCM about the whole business of monopolies. And I brought up the point that literally... 12 markets are controlled by 26 corporations.
Okay, we're aware of that. Let's not change the subject. We need to move on, but thanks for the call, Ed. Let's go to Jim in Missouri. Hi, Jim, very quickly. Hello, Jim.
You guys are my heroes. Listen, I've been trying to find out. There you had a guy on your program that explained how to file for the water rights in Missouri, and I haven't been able to... find out where he was or where he's from. It's been probably a year ago, and I was wondering if GB might have an idea about that, how to research for it.
No, sir, I don't. Ask the question one more time, Jim.
How to file for your water rights in Missouri.
Boy, you know, I don't know anything about Missouri law. I can tell you exactly what you do in the state of New Mexico, but each one of these states are a little bit different.
Right.
No, sir. You're going to have to talk to somebody, I think, in Missouri.
Okay. Well, we're running out of time. GB, we have about 30 seconds left. Tell us what's going to happen on October the 22nd, other than Joni's going to sing to me, and I'll have on a new Paragon shirt. What else is going to happen?
Well, of course, as we talked a while ago, we have Judge Napolitano, and we're really excited about that. We love where this guy stands. We love the message that he's putting out there. And so I just don't think that you could put together a better program in the world than to have you and Judge Napolitano on the same stage and then this beautiful Joni Harms, who sings like a nightingale. I think that's as good as it gets. And if you'll remember how we feed at these little get-togethers, and I know that that's the main reason that you come down.
That's right. You'll kill the fatted calf, and now it's time for us to take happy trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're
sunny weather. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails to you.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.